USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Hundreds of supporters of the former president of Brazil are getting moved out by police after storming the National Congress building. They refuse to accept the latest election results in support of the leftist opposition leader who won in the last election. Hardcore supporters of the former president are calling for a military coup in order to put him back in charge. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ripping President Biden, who on Sunday made his first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office. But Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was excited for Biden to see the efforts of the Customs and Border Protection Agency.
We are going to be opening up a new soft-sided facility that will be able to process up to 1,000 migrants a day.
Abbott said he hand-delivered a letter to the president in which he criticized the administration's border policies. After 15 rounds, the House concluded the speaker vote, electing Republican Kevin McCarthy to the coveted position. New York Democrat Hakeem Jeffries is officially the minority leader.
It has never been done before until now. New York Democrat Hakeem Jeffries makes history as the first black lawmaker to lead a party in Congress. He tells NBC's Meet the Press he's proud of that fact.
I look forward to doing the best possible job to staying focused and getting things done. But I do think that it is another data point on the journey in America, which is we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Jeffries received all of his party's 212 votes in a late nighter that wrapped up early Saturday. He will lead the House Democratic minority for the next 2 years, taking over for Nancy Pelosi. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Buffalo Bills wrapped up the regular season with a victory in their first game since safety DeMar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest. After an emotional week, they beat the New England Patriots at home on Sunday, 35-23, securing the second seed in the AFC playoffs. Buffalo returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The FAA and NTSB are investigating a small plane crash that killed two people in Virginia. Police say it went down at around noon on Saturday in a rural area of Suffolk. The crash caused a large brush fire that forced nearby residents to evacuate. Adam Rich, the actor known for his role as the youngest child Nicholas on Eight is Enough, has died. He was 54. An iconic piece of 20th century marketing is heading back on the road.
Oh, I love to be.
Oscar Mayer currently recruiting the next class of drivers for its iconic Wienermobile. There's only 12 positions available, though, so if you're outgoing, creative, friendly, enthusiastic, and have an appetite for adventure, you can apply on the Oscar Mayer website by January 31st. I'm Corey Myers.
From the NFL, the Bears did something for the first time in more than 75 years. They earned the first pick in the NFL draft. That's because they finished with the worst record in the league at 3-14. The Bills' roller coaster of emotions for the week ended with a home victory and the second seed in the AFC as DeMar Hamlin continues to recover in a Cincinnati hospital. Buffalo hosts Miami next weekend in a wild card matchup. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.